And we are peace to all of you, brothers and sisters. I truly thank the Lord for His guidance. That in these few days we can all come together to attend this cultivation session. And Deacon Chen of this congregation told me, said this is the first time we've had this kind of cultivation. But we praise God. I've observed firsthand how the elders and ministers of both and workers of both churches have planned this together, and it's gone off well. What I think of even more is that from the first day until now, there's still so many people here. So thank the Lord for the earnest heart with which you seek after the Lord. And I believe deeply that God will bless you today and ever after. And these few days, we've also been able to listen to a lot of wonderful words and testimonies. And we've spent a lot of time in prayer. And so I believe that each of you must have a wonderful feeling inside your heart. However, this movement of your heart needs to be continued and lived out in your life. Since we've had this chance to cultivate our spirits, each of us, and with the help of the Word of God and the Holy Spirit, each of us needs to ponder how we can go on to work for Him. Because this is the only way that you will ever become a spiritually healthy person. And if you only listen, you may think that it's great, but then if you don't do anything else, your head will just go
larger.
Because if you listen but do not perform the Word of God, then although your head is very large, your arms and legs will be very small, and you will be a spiritual freak. And you need to listen as well as to do the Word of God for you to be able to grow into the form, the spiritual form that the Lord is
pleasing
to. So in this session, we will especially concentrate on preaching the gospel. The purpose of our nurturing our spirits, of attending various holy events and doing the work is so that we can preach this gospel. And to do the holy work and to preach the gospel is the commandment of the Lord. Please turn to Mark 16. Mark 16. Mark 16, verse 15.
15 and 16,
this is Jesus' appearance to the disciples after
his resurrection.
Before he ascended to heaven, he had this important command. Go into all the world and preach to every creature. As long as you are baptized into the name of the Lord, you also are under this commission. And
基督化,
and so this is true spiritual cultivation, listening and doing, and in this way acting out in a
Christ-like way.
God freely gave us His mercy and His blessing. And so we need to know how to live for Him. When Paul came to believe in Christ, he made a determination to live and die for Him. And so whether in life or in death, he belonged wholly to the Lord Jesus. So this is a case of knowing, making a determination to
live.
And this is what Paul said the following. Please turn to Romans 10. Romans 10.
十四节,
Chapter 10, verse 14.
十四节,然而人未曾信他,怎能求他?未曾听见他,怎能信他呢?没有传福音的,怎能听见呢?若没有奉差遣,怎能传道呢?如今上所记,报福音传喜信的人,他们的脚中何等艰难?保罗认为最美的善事,最好的
主的工作就是要报喜信传福音给人。Verses 14 and 15, the most beautiful work is to spread the good news to everyone.
那我们只有光听光明白,
but if we only listen and
understand,
and do not preach this most precious portion in gospel to our friends and relatives.
这个传福音也要传给我们自己本身的同胞，造就他们的。
Because this gospel needs also to be spread to our own brothers and sisters. And there is also this dimension of internal pastoring. But in the outside world, there are so many people who have not yet come to believe, and so we need to preach to them so they can share. And so Paul's whole life embodied these beautiful footsteps of the gospel. And so when he was about to leave this world, he was able to say these victorious words. I have run the race. I have kept the faith. And I have fought the good fight. And would we be able to say this at the moment of our
time?
How much of our time have we spent on embodying these beautiful footsteps of the gospel? Once when I was giving a sermon on this topic, there was an elderly brother who was in his 70s. After the service, he came and told me. He said, Preacher Tan, I'm ashamed before the Lord because I've not yet led one. I'd like to lead even one person to Christ before I enter the grave. And I said, let's praise God that you have this kind of commitment. And so he said that he would keep this in
mind.
And I thought that it was extremely difficult for such an elderly person to have this
commitment.
Because there are so many people who know about the gospel and know about preaching, but don't even do it once. And actually, this work is the greatest blessing when we come before the
throne.
Paul said the greatest reward and the greatest blessing in work is to bring people before the Lord. And so each of us shares in this aspiration. Since we have been baptized into His name, we belong to Him. And so it's not something that we can simply choose not to do. this is a task everyone engaged in.
不是说这个谁某个执事、谁某个长老、谁某个传道的做的，大家都要做一个，大家都领受救恩。
And you should never say this is the work of such and such a minister or deacon, but everyone shares in it.
问题是怎么做？
But the question is, how is this to be done?
传福音有传福音的原则。
Because there are principles to preaching the gospel.
你离开这个原则，就很困难看到神的作为。
If you stray from these principles, it's difficult for you to see the hand of God.
就真的有一个原则。
And thus, the truth has principles.
在这个原则之下，只要不违背我们的方法，我们的做法，才可以。
And it's only when we stay according to these principles that we can utilize various methods. But if you, once you leave these principles, God will be displeased regardless of how you do it. And however you try, you will not be able to change people and lead them to salvation. Paul had a very profound experience in this matter. And so let's follow in the words that he spoke and in the path that he walked.
我们一起来看哥林多前书第二章。
First Corinthians chapter 2.
第二章的第一节。
First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 1.
第一节，弟兄们，从前我到你们那里去， 并没有用高人大志对你们宣传神的奥秘。 因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他定十字架。我在你们那里又软弱又惧怕，又胜战经我说的话，讲得到不是用智慧和人的言语，乃是用圣灵和大能的名证，叫你们的信不在乎人的智慧，只在乎神的大能。在这五节当中，我们可以提出三个方法有关传讲福音真理的原则。
We can recover from these verses three principles to preaching the gospel.
我们看第一节、第二节里面。
Let's look at verse 1 and 2.
这保罗说了，不是用高人大志对你们讲的。
Paul said, I did not come to you with excellence of speech or wisdom. Because those things belong to human methods. How can you preach the mysteries of God using methods of humans? And so Paul made this commitment before the Lord. That he would not do anything except preach Jesus Christ and his
gospel.
Paul did not just say this, but he actually did this. So the first principle of preaching is to preach Jesus Christ and the cross. If you want other people to know Jesus, then you need to introduce him completely. If you want someone to be saved, you need to let them know about this work. But often we are ignorant of this and we are not clear. But Paul is quite clear. And so you can see how different was the life that he led before and after he believed. Let's turn to Galatians chapter 2. Galatians chapter 2.
二十节,
chapter 2 verse 20.
二十节已经与基督同定十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。 并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活。他是爱我，为我舍己。我不为得什么恩，亦若是借着律法得的，基督是徒然死了。在这里，保罗非常清楚啊。
In 20 and 21, Paul is extremely clear.
他还没有信主以前，
Before he believed in God.
他虽然是一个犹太传统的一个基督徒。
Even though he was a believer in the tradition of Judaism. But he used his power and his authority to persecute Christians. And traveling with writs of accusation, he captured Christians everywhere. and he became an enemy of the cross of Christ.
结果他信主以后,
but after he came to believe,
他说跟耶稣基督同钉十字架,
he said, I was crucified
Christ.
And he underwent an extremely great
change.
And he said, the one who lives is not
me,
but Christ who lives in me. Jesus loved me and died for me. This is an important
idea.
Because through this concept, we can become united, our lives can become united with Christ.
And
so Paul had a very clear principle with regard to preaching. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter
4.
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
第四章的第四节,
4 verse 4.
第四节持本不信的人被这世界的神灭下了心眼不叫基督荣耀福乐光照着他们基督本是神的神像神的圣我们也不是传自己乃是传基督耶稣为主并且自己因耶稣基督做人的仆人六节 那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神已经照在我们心里叫我们得知神荣耀光显在耶稣基督的面上保罗非常清楚地传讲我们只传耶稣基督
Paul is very clear here, we only preach Christ so that his light may be shed upon every person. And this is the glorious light of the gospel of Christ. And it is not our own light. Because what, after all, is human light? Can you make anyone live forever? Do you have this kind of ability, knowledge, or... And if you don't, then how can you save anyone yourself? But our task is to faithfully preach Christ. And Paul also said, in Christ there is no ambiguity. In Christ there is only yes, and this is true. And his promise is true and real. And so Paul set forth a very complete account of the gospel. So what kind of view did he have on the gospel of the cross? Galatians chapter 6. Galatians 6.
第六章的十四节，但我但不以别的为夸口，只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架，因这十字架救了人，世界已经钉在十字架上，就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上。保罗清楚明白十字架的救恩。
Paul had a very clear understanding of the salvation of the
Christ.
And that is the old sinful self was crucified and buried with Jesus and then raised again. And so all that he had to boast of was the salvation of the cross. And so we need to impart these two truths to our friends and family. And don't think that this will not have any effect in
you.
Once I was pastoring at a church, and we were very faithful in preaching these things. That church had been established for 40 years. Even longer than the 20-some years history of our church. And so the ministers there said to me, the work is difficult and no one comes to believe. From a human standpoint, it was indeed difficult. And they said, we're used to not even having any visitors for some 20 years. And I thought to myself, how can the Church of God be like this? It shouldn't be this way. And so I felt very sad inside when I heard this. And so why should this church even exist? And so I prayed to the Lord. I said, Lord, some of your workers have already surrendered. And they are lacking strength in your word. Please help them and open up the way for us. And help them and to believe in the church that you're
speaking.
You have your own time. And we are willing to wait. We are willing to act. We are willing to preach you and the cross. But please help us. And do not let us become orphans in our faith.
That
we are weak and unworthy, bind us together so that we can work for you. And this is how I prayed. And then we started to have a preaching, a small group. And also a group of prayer. At first, no one really wanted to join in any either of these groups. People would say, I have laundry to do when I go home and visit people. But what I discovered when I went to visit people is that they actually watched a lot of TV. They watched a lot of TV and of course, when I showed up, they couldn't just
disappear.
But I would never say anything. But praise God, step by step, God's work emerged. And even the people who at first had given me all these excuses came up to me and said, can I join in too? And so everything started to come out. And so in that spiritual convocation, there were 30-some visitors. There were 21 who received the Holy Spirit. And this was in 4 days and 3 nights. Everyone was simply stunned how this church could be like this. And that baptism was also a very unique one. There were 16 souls baptized. And everyone went to the site of there were roughly 100 people who were there observing. In the past, at baptisms, there would only be 3 or 5 people baptizing their own children. And so if you are faithful in preaching this gospel, then despite all kinds of history, circumstances, things will change. And so we praise God. That time, God himself led us. And so we began to baptize in the name of the Lord. And we sang hymns and prayed together. In the midst of the prayer, I entered into the water. And one of the church board members was at my side. And so we were praying together. When we started the baptism in the name of Jesus Christ, many people, including visitors, saw a vision. And what did they see? They saw these people who
were baptized.
And what they saw was that people who were wearing ordinary clothes, but with God opening their the people who were going to be baptized were filthy, covered in blood. And this points to the fact that before baptism we were
filthy.
We have both original and our own individual
sin.
Original sin comes from our ancestors, Adam and Eve. And your individual sin comes from what you have done in your lifetime. And so the people who are seeing the vision forgot even to
see.
And so one by one, these figures clad in black entered the water, and after baptism, they were all in white. And this vision persisted till the final prayer.
And so the
brothers and sisters being baptized emerged resplendent and beautiful and white.
哇, 在那个时候有的看到什么意思呢?
And so, but there are other visions too.
看到这个天使天兵啊，就围在我们心里头旁边，跟我们一起唱诗，一起祷告。
They saw the angels and the hosts of heaven surrounding us and singing together with us.
看到的天使好多，数不完嘞。
And they saw an innumerable measure of angels.
好漂亮，咱们唱歌，跟我们一起祷告。
And it was so beautiful with singing and praying.
看到这个天开。
So they saw the heavens open.
世成为了天国的生命水啊，就从天上流下来。
And the living water that comes from the heavenly city flowed down.
从高天上流下来，一直流到我们心里头啊。
And so from such heights of heaven it came down.
就是这种神的生命水，把这些人的洗净，变成洁白的衣裳，洁白的人。
And it was this divine water of life that washed away all the sins.
有的看到天开了，神绝书的宝血啊，就从天上就一直流到心里头啊。
Others saw the heavens opened and the precious blood of Jesus flowing down.
因为在我们心里头的地方，才是这种流出宝血的红色的这种。
And it was only here in the place of baptism that the water was red with blood. And truly wonderful. Other people saw the heavens opened and a glorious light shining down. And in the midst of the light, there was And there was a grotto from which heavenly light appeared. And through this small hole, you could see all the way to heaven. And so praise the Lord that our baptism truly was in accordance with
God.
And so sins are washed away. And so we need to be true to Jesus Christ and the cross when we preach. Because Jesus Christ also encompasses the word and the way of salvation. Paul is very clear. And so we can observe the work. Although he did so much, he was still so full of humility. And so let's not be too complicated. Thinking of all these new ideas and
methods.
Once you leave Jesus Christ on the cross, you are powerless. Some to be baptized who are not ready, and this is worse than if they're not believed. And so we need to be true to Jesus and the cross. The second principle. First Corinthians chapter 2 verses 3 and 4. Paul was indeed full of wisdom.
第三节时候，他又这么谦卑的时候，在你们那里软弱、惧怕、甚至甚至震惊了。
And humility, he says, I was with you in weakness, fear, and trembling.
他真的很谦卑啊。
And he was truly a man of humility.
因为他说我很软弱，又惧怕，又战惊了，就他又，即使他用这样的。
And although he says I'm weak, I'm full of fear and trembling, this is the way that he asked Jesus for even more power. And once again he emphasizes my speech and preaching are not with
perfection.
Many people are truly afraid of preaching. And even if they know they want to ask someone to come to church, but they do not direct in what they say. They'll say, well, how are you doing? Looks like you have some free time on your
own.
Do you want to come out somewhere with me?
这个我想带你去一个地方玩。
I'd like to take you somewhere fun.
这个一大堆啊，就是还没找到说请我来参加布道会。
And so although they say so much, they don't get to the point and say there's an evangelical service at church.
这保罗真的很有智慧。
But Paul is truly a wise.
你看他那个书信啊。
Look at his letters.
你要看他为什么他特别提出这个一定有他的原因的，最后就会进入主题啊。
And so the fact that he brings this up always has a reason that we can discover.
哇，他所有的智慧的运用在怎么样让
All of his wisdom is towards the aim of preaching this gospel that he preached out of his suffering. And so he was quite confident that he did not use persuasive human speech. But what did he use? Let's look at the end of verse 4. Demonstration of the Spirit and power. This is very
important.
We often say that we want to pray to be filled with the Holy Spirit, but do we use the Spirit when we
pray?
Does the Holy Spirit come with you and witness for you? If you see a member who is in
distress, 自杀的变成不要自杀了，这个罪恶的恶人的，这个领受受洗的道理了，这个圣灵的同工了。
Can you use the Spirit to persuade someone from ending their own life or leading a sinner to salvation?
问题是神要不要跟你同工。
And the question is whether or not God wants to work with you.
保罗非常强调这个圣灵的工作。
And so Paul prized highly the work of the Spirit.
在使徒行传他怎么那几次的国外布道的这个旅行。
And so you can see his path in the Acts of the Apostles. His preaching was done through the help of the Holy Spirit. And evidenced by miracles and signs that showed that he was speaking with power and truth. But often we may speak, but there is no sign of the Spirit. There is no sign of signs or miracles or God's abiding. So if you are like this, is the Holy Spirit working with you? Of course, you may toil and
labor,
but you will never see the abiding of God. And so our preaching needs to be accompanied by the Spirit and with power. And the demonstration of power refers to miracles and signs. Please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter
6.
1 Corinthians chapter 6.
第六章的第九节,
chapter 6, verse 9.
第九节, 你们岂不知不义的人不能承受神的国呢？不要自欺，无论是淫乱的、拜偶像的、奸淫的、作两头的、奸男色的、偷窃的、贪婪的、醉酒的、淫乱的，都属的都不能承受神的国。你们中间也有人从前是这样，但如今你们奉耶稣基督的名，并借着我们神的灵，已经洗净、成圣、成义了。9-11，
Paul here delineates on what kind of unrighteous people cannot enter the kingdom of God. But after receiving the baptism modeled in the true
scriptures,
these unrighteous people are transformed and baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. The Holy Spirit works with
them.
And because God is there, then there is the power of washing. And that is why Paul says we are washed in the name and by the Spirit of the Lord. And so the work of the Spirit is essential. Let's turn to Mark 16. Mark 16. Mark 16, verse 19. Verse
19. 门徒出去到处宣传福音，主和他们同工，用神迹奇事随着众神所传的道，在这里。 我们看到非常美好的见证。
19 and 20, we see a wonderful testimony.
是门徒领受了主耶稣的教训之后。
After the apostles received the teachings,
主耶稣升天了。
And Jesus ascended to heaven.
门徒就照着主的吩咐就到处宣传福音。
The disciples did as he commanded and preached everywhere.
主耶稣也赏赐了宝贵的圣灵，让他们一起同工。
And Jesus shed the precious Holy Spirit upon them to work.
神就用神迹奇事来证实他们所传的道理是对的。
And so God used miracles and signs to prove what they were saying.
所以保罗深深的体会呢。
And so Paul had a very
profound.用传讲神的福音第二个方法，就借着圣灵跟大能的临证。
And he had a profound knowledge that signs and miracles need to accompany our preaching.
记得有一次。
I remember this one time.
我到医院去看那个信徒。
I went to the hospital to visit a church member.
这个信徒曾经做过传道退休了。
And this member had formerly been a preacher.
当时他的年纪是75岁。
And he was 75 years old.
我去看他的时候，他说他明天要出院了。
When I saw him, he said he was leaving the hospital the next day.
这个传道有连续美好的讲中了很多美好的见证。
And this preacher had left behind wonderful footsteps in
his life.
And I truly admired and respect him.
他告诉我。
But he told me.
天传道。
And he said, preacher Tian.
在这里不赶快出院不行。
If I don't get out of this hospital, it won't.
有一个人啊，他痛苦的不得了，一个病人啊。
Because there is another patient here who is in such agony.
那个叫白天晚上像杀猪的声音一样，呼呼在救死啊。Because
when he cries out day and night, he sounds like a pig being slaughtered.
每个人他一个人住在一个房间。And
everyone had their own room.
他说他不敢看，听说很臭。
But he said, I do not go to see, and I hear that
there's
much stench. And so he said, well, why don't you go take a look at it? So I was thinking to myself, why don't you go look at it? And I said this to him, and he said, well, I shouldn't go because if it's too much of a shock, I might just die on the spot. And so he had a very good sense of humor, and I know it sends to generation. So I said, sure, I'll go and And so I said, I'll go see this person who is driving you thankfully away from the hospital. And see, he took me to the door of the person who was this sick person, and I entered with some
church.
And as soon as I entered the door, there was truly a bad smell. And the people who were with me also held their hands as soon as I looked at them, they took their hands away from
me.
And these two church board members were in their 50s and 60s respectively. And so what I meant by my glance was, if you want to care for people, how can you show yourself like this? The importance is if you have the heart to minister to others. And so with just this glance, they knew what I was trying to say to them. And so they were quite intelligent as well. They weren't too slow. And because, as we know, this kind of rotten wood cannot
be.
And so these are old sayings, but we can repeat them. And Confucius, who said these things, was a sage of old. And so we entered into the room. And it was really hard to take the smell. So if you just happened to finish your meal, it would quickly depart from your body. It was truly hard to take. And so the wife was sitting by the bedside. And the husband was there. And the husband was the one who was ill. And so I asked him, what's wrong with you? And so the two board members who were with me weren't holding their noses. But they were standing quite close to the window. And so I knew their intentions, but I didn't want to embarrass them. And these are two quite wonderful co-workers of mine.
他就给我看他的患处。
And so this man who was ill let me see what was
wrong. 原来他整个一只腿啊，就左大腿啊，整个都是溃烂的淋漓哎。
So it turned out that his entire left thigh was rotting away.
整个连那个臀部也是哎。
And even his backside.
臀部跟一条纹找不到一个漂亮的颜色，没有。
And you could not see one patch of whole flesh.
黑黑流脓，烂肉掉下来，就是。
It was dark, oozing with pus, and was very, had quite a stench.
后来我看到大腿以上的时候，哇，也整个身体都是纹身，前后左右手臂到大腿都是。
But when I looked up from his leg to the rest of his body, I saw that the rest of his body was likewise.
后来我们就谈着谈着说介绍耶稣给你了。
And so after conversing for a while, I said, "Let me introduce Jesus to you."
然后教他祷告。
And I taught him to pray.
他很虔诚的真的在我们的会堂祷告。
And he was very devout and did as we instructed.
我们就按手为他祷告。
And so we lay our hands upon him.
嘿，第三天我再去。
And I went again after 3 days.
他有两个体验。
And he said he had.
第一个体验，我们祷告完以后。
The first was came after the prayer.
嘿，他的左脚有知觉了，本来麻痹的没有知觉了，有知觉了。
He recovered the feeling in his left leg that he had lost.
第二个体验就是说，本来医生下午要开刀，要准备这个很多的血袋，结果没有想到血流的很少。
And so originally, they were going to give him a blood transfusion, but he didn't end up needing it.
医生说起，哎。本来这只脚想要切断的，想要做这个比较严重的手术，哎，不用了。
And so originally they were going to amputate his leg, but then they felt that they didn't need to anymore.
然后半个月就好得很快。
And so within half a month he recovered swiftly.
所以我再去看他的时候，他跟我这样讲。
And so when I went to visit him again, he
said,
"He said, Preacher Tim,
我第一次你们的教会。
I will surely
come
in your church because I've thought God, and truly it's different."
所以啊，我好像在那种沙漠的黑暗里面，我找到一颗黄金的宝石。
I feel like I found a piece of gold in the midst of a great desert wilderness.
它是为什么这样怎么造成的
？And so, how had this come about?
他这个人呢，真的，他的外号叫眼镜蛇，是麦克那个眼镜蛇。
眼镜蛇。眼镜 Cobra. Okay, so his nickname was Cobra.
眼镜蛇很毒，它的中毒就是那么毒。
And we know that cobras are extremely venomous, and he was the same.
他受洗以后告诉我他的生活。
After he was baptized, he told me of his past life.
他走台北，他混黑社会。
And so he belonged to a mob of.
所以那年代眼镜蛇出动了，从台北打到台湾，打到台中，打到高雄的。
And so since he belonged to this mob, as long as he gave a command, he could make things happen everywhere on the island. And this, he had truly powers, and he did all manner of evil things. And so if you were in the underworld and you mentioned the name Cobra, people would be scared.And if he was displeased with you in any way, you would disappear. But because of this, later he was captured and taken into prison. And he was taken to one of the outer islands where all of the most vicious criminals are taken. And not only this, but he was put into solitary confinement. And he was condemned to death. But then, after two episodes of amnesty, his sentence was commuted to life imprisonment. And life imprisonment later into a limited term. And so he was actually quite a small man in stature. But he loved to fight. And so he be people who were much larger than he was. And because he was the cobra.
所以他只有他一个人啊, 那个脚镣啊, 跟那个锁镣加起来50公斤呢。
And just the shackles on his arms and legs were over
100 pounds.
So we can see what a vicious person.
后来啊, 渐渐表现不错了。
But later his conduct seemed to improve.
无形快20年了, 为了假释。
And so after 20 years of serving, he was let out on good behavior.
后来回来了。
And so he returned.
回到那个
And so he returned to his hometown.
哇，那个个性能改啊。
And but his character was incorrigible.
他到商店要买任何东西啊，老板还跟他说谢谢你，都拿没关系啊，都没关系啊。
So when he walked into a store and just took what he wanted without paying, the owners would say, "Oh, thank you."
这个店里不分什么人啊，这个最喜欢的，因为开店大概都是这个平地也得开嘛。
And so the shopkeepers were. The shop owners were people who were not in the mountainous region. And he himself was a
打架冠军啊,
was a champion drinker.
只要一闹事啊,
and so as long as he raised trouble, people would call the police.
一听到是他,
and when the police heard that it was him,
他会马上来的,
they would take their time in coming.
哪一个警察得罪他, 他那个晚上那个家里会烧掉的。
Because any policeman who crossed his path would have his house.
只是没有证据啊,
and his house would burn that night.
就是这么狠啊,
and so this was the kind of person he was.
真的坏透底了呢,
and he was truly rotten to the core.
有一天他的大儿子啊,
so one day his eldest son
煮一锅大锅水啊,
was boiling a big pot of water.
这个水用大锅正在滚啊,
and so while the water was boiling,
这个大儿子想要从那边舀热水要去洗澡，他做的准备的水了。And
so this was water that was intended for the bath.
哇，这个他的爸爸来了。And
so, but the father showed up.
醉醺醺的来了。And
was completely drunk.
每一次他看他们家里看到这个爸爸喝酒啊，太太孩子就躲避了，在那边买一只折大腿啊，一直到脚掌都经过那个水的这个侵蚀。
And so he fell in, and so his entire left lower side was scalded. So when the son came back, after a while, he saw his father lying in the boiling water. And he quickly pulled him out. And because it was so hot, he hurried to take off the jeans that he was wearing. But as soon as he took his a lot of the flesh was cooked and stuck to the inside of the pants. And so as soon as the pants were torn off, he started bleeding. And so even though he was such a bad father and husband, they took him rushed
to
the at the first hospital, they refused to take him because of the severity of the case. Ordinarily, just a cut is something might be difficult. So they took him to a large hospital. And when they took him to this large hospital, the doctor refused to take this
case.
And the mother and the children knelt and wept and begged him to take their. And they begged him to
say,
and to say, please just take care of him. We'll take the consequences. And he was still senseless and drunk.
哇，结果要他们准备了那个什么水要消毒啊。
And so when they prepared an antiseptic treatment for him,
准备把他放进去以前呢,
and it was kind of an antiseptic,
这个医生叫了9个护士来帮忙啊。
Nine nurses were called to help out.
有几个就拿那个刷子把那个手的肉给他刷刷到流血就真的肉。
And so they took brushes and brushed away the meat that was burnt.
当然有打麻那个麻醉药啊。
And of course, though they were doing this to his flesh, he was anesthetized as well as drunk. And so while they were brushing away all of this cooked flesh of his, one of the nurses fainted and And so they cast him bodily into this. Into this antiseptic bath, and he screamed and jumped back. And so the doctor used the best methods and medicines to cure him for a month. But after a month, not only did he not get better, but he got worse. And so it was on the 30th day that I happened to be there visiting the minister. And so after he had left the
hospital,
he came to church to attend an evangelical service. He was moved by the message, because he had never heard words like this. And it was too
wonderful.
And when he heard the sounds of the choir, it was so beautiful to his ears. He said, "This is not the kind of song I used to sing." And he used to go to places to be entertained by various dancing and singing girls under his sway. And this was the kind of person he used to be. And the kind of person that you would run away from. And so it was announced that there would be a prayer to ask for the Holy Spirit. And so he was deeply moved in his heart. And he said to himself, "I am such a sinner. Lord Jesus Christ." But he nonetheless was the first to come forward. And so I think it's really very beneficial for him to come forward. God wanted him to repent. And after a few minutes of prayer, he saw
the Lord.
When the minister's hands were laid upon him, he said there was a warm current going from head to toe, that he was extremely moved. And originally he was saying hallelujah, but then he got and he had received the precious Holy Spirit. He was overjoyed. After his prayer, he knew that he had lived a
wonderful
life. And in this moment he received the Holy Spirit, he praised God for
accepting.
And in his prayer, not only did he thank God, but he finally got a conscience. And so he made a determination to come
before.
And we waited for about half a year to a year. And we truly praise God. Because if you want someone to truly have a heart of repentance, you need the Holy Spirit. And God can even take someone from death row and change them. And there are a lot of people who are not nearly as bad as him, but cannot even keep themselves from speaking untruth. And people are so hypocritical. This is because the spirit and demonstrations of power are not upon
him.
So lastly, Paul says, and gives us the third way of preaching in 1 Corinthians.
第二章的第五节,
1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 5.
第五节说, 我们的信不在乎人的智慧文明啊,
your faith should not be in the wisdom of men,
只在乎神的道理,
but in the power of God.
所以第五点是要靠耶稣的道理啊,
and so the last point is to rely on the power of
Christ.
Jesus became flesh and came to this world. We see the innumerable testimonies and he preached the gospel of
the
so that all might listen, repent, and return to the Bible, to return to the word of God, and to become children of God. And this is what Jesus did. And we have seen many of his works.
真的帮助了需要帮助的人。
He helped those who needed it.
圣经记载主耶稣的门徒有一个叫做腓力的。
There was one of his disciples by the name of Philip.
他也是这样做的。
And he also did this.
当主耶稣告诉他说：“你来跟从我。”
When Jesus told him, "Come follow me."
他没有说不要或者是什么理由没有的。
He did not refuse or give any excuse.
信了，那打从相信就跟从耶稣的。
And from his heart, he believed and he followed.
他得到了这个恩典以后，他后来怎么体验到神的大能呢？
So after he received this grace, how did he experience God after?
我们来看这个约翰福音。
Let's look at John.
约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.
第一章的43-51节。
John chapter 1 verses 43-51.
在这里43节记载了，主耶稣对他说：“你来跟从我吧。”他就跟从了。
Jesus said, "Follow me," and he did so.
他就心里想：“哎，我得到这个机会，我要分享给我的好朋友啊。
”And he thought to himself, "Since I have received this salvation, I want to share it with my friends."
43节。
Verse 45.
腓力就找着拿单去找他的好朋友了。
Philip went to find his good friend Nathanael.
所以传福音其实不难啊，它的通路很简单。
So actually preaching the gospel is very simple.
第一个就像腓力要寻找弟兄。
The first, like Philip, is we just have to
find 弟兄的亲戚朋友啊。
To preach to such as our friends, family, our colleagues.
你寻找弟兄呢？
You need to look for someone to preach to.
从祷告中要寻找弟兄呢？
And you find them through prayer.
哎，他找到，哎呀，我的好朋友拿单了。
And he found his good friend Nathanael.
第二点方法呢？
Secondly,
最后腓力就介绍了，找到他，说：“哎，摩西在律法上、先知的预言书上讲的那位弥赛亚，就是耶稣的儿子拿撒勒耶稣。”
Philip preached to him and saying, "The one foretold by Moses the prophets, Jesus of Nazareth."
第二个方法就是他按照真理。
So the second thing he did was he, according to the truth, he preached Jesus of Nazareth. And this was the second thing that he did. According to the law and the prophets. But how did Nathanael respond? 46. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Because Nazareth was very small. There weren't very many families. No one great had ever come out of that town. From the ordinary standpoint, these were all poor people. And this is when Nathanael said, "How can anything good come out of this place?" And this is actually a very common reaction. If you testify to someone, they may say, "Well, what good are miracles and signs? Every church is the same."
有些人听到这样啊，算了，不要传了，难了，自己得救就好了。
And some people, when they get this response, they may think, "Well, this is too difficult."
主耶稣有说自己得救就好了吗？
I'll just be saved myself. But did Jesus oversee this?
他们到最后，腓力没有放弃。
So Philip did not give up here.
腓力很坚定地告诉他
Philip said very definitely.
我们看那个第三个
And this is the third word.
46, the last
part. 腓
力说你来看
Philip said to him, "Come and see."
你来看
Come and see.
就是邀请他到教会到家庭聚会教会的活动带他来看他就会看到了
Inviting him to church, family service, to pray, and just to see what he's about.
一次来看不够还要两次十次五十次一百次有的可能才会来
Sometimes it takes more than once, or maybe 10 times or 50 times.
所以我看这个意思，也就是说，引导拿单勒到主耶稣的面前了。
And so when Philip said, "Come and see," what he meant was, "Let me take you into the presence of."
你的方法如果是属于这些正确的、很好的、没有个人表现啊什么，这个用的意思，很容易就做成了。
So if you follow these three methods and you preach this very simply, you will have success.
我的信徒就告诉我。
And some members have said to
him,
they've said, "Yeah, I've tried to preach to this person, but they're very hard-hearted." And I asked them, "When you preach to them, are you very complete in what you say?" Just because you can't do it doesn't mean that no one in our church can do it. You can contact ministers and elders and the
board members of the church.
Those who have been chosen with this status or have been filled with the Holy sent by the Holy Spirit. they'll be able to do this. And once we were going to visit someone, but the sister who knew him said, this person is even harder than stone. But we can see that she was really ignorant of
what she said.
So I said, well, that's okay. I'm curious to see what you mean by harder than stone. And so later when we actually went to visit this person, and it seemed like the sister herself was the one who was harder than steel. And so when we had talked for a while, this person
was
received the Holy Spirit and was baptized. And so, brothers and sisters, don't feel if you preach to someone and they don't listen that the door is closed. Of course, as human beings, we are all
capable.
But if we just faithfully and loyally follow God, we can see how Philip did this. And when Philip brought him Nathanael before Jesus, was Jesus lazy? No, when Jesus saw Nathanael, he saw into his heart. Jesus said, here is a true Israelite in whom there is no God. And this is truly a good person. Nathanael said, how do you know me?
And
Jesus answered, when Jesus said, when Philip called you and you were under the tree, I saw you. How could it have been possible for Jesus to actually see him so far away and behind a tree? If there are cars passing by on the street behind us, can we see
that?
But when Jesus said this, he touched him deeply in his heart. In verse 49, Nathanael said, Rabbi, you are the Son of God, the King of Israel. So this fourth point that we can see from this passage is that when Jesus works, everything is very easy, even for a person who had denied him. And so let's fulfill our responsibility in our work. Once you have done your part, Jesus will continue this beautiful work. And if God has not yet worked, don't ask yourself, hasn't God shown up? But be patient, because God has
worked.
So preaching the gospel needs to be done with the principles of truth. And don't overpower God's
word.
Do your part and completely trust in Him and He will work. So to review, first, only preaching Jesus
is God.
Second, having demonstrations of the Spirit and power. Third, relying on the power of Jesus Christ. May God bless all of you. We've run a little bit over time. Let's rest for 10 minutes. Please pray in silence.